We have the 8 o'clock news now from Karen Creed.
Good morning. In the United States, a tourist helicopter that crashed into the Hudson River in New York has killed all six people on board, including three children. The pilot and a family from Spain were on board the tourist sightseeing trip when the helicopter, operated by the tour company New York Helicopter Charter, crashed just after 8 p.m. Irish time last night. The cause of the crash is being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board. Jessica Tisch is the city's police commissioner.
Immediate life-saving measures were undertaken on the vessels at the scene, as well as the adjoining pier. Four victims were pronounced dead on scene, and two more were removed to local area hospitals, where sadly both succumbed to their injuries. Names are being withheld at this time, pending family notification.
Gold has risen to a record high as concerns over the trade war between the United States and China deepens and uncertainty continues over President Donald Trump's tariff policies. There was further turmoil on Wall Street yesterday, with the Dow Jones index closing 2.5% down, while in Asia overnight it's more of a mixed picture, in contrast to the sharp drops on some major markets earlier in the day. The French President Emmanuel Macron has said the partial suspension of US tariffs for 90 days is an open door to negotiations, but said the pause remains fragile. President Trump has acknowledged that a period of difficult transition is inevitable.
In the end, it's going to be a beautiful thing. We're doing again what we should have done many years ago. We let it get out of control, and we allowed some countries to get very big and very rich at our expense, and can't let that happen. It's not a sustainable formula.
The number of people applying for international protection in Ireland has fallen by more than 40% in the first 3 months of the year compared to the same period in 2024. A total of 847 people sought asylum here last month. Donal Ryan reports.
Total applications made between January and March 2025 stood at 3,021 compared to 5,162 during the first 3 months of 2024. Weekly arrival figures have been falling since October. For over a year, the largest number of international protection applicants have come from Nigeria. The remaining top five countries where people sought asylum in March included Pakistan, Somalia and Afghanistan. Georgia, which was deemed a safe country since 2018 but remained in the top five countries for applications until December 2023, has returned. In February, the Minister for Justice said too many people were coming to Ireland seeking international protection who were not entitled to it. Minister Jim O'Callaghan said that over 80% of applicants were rejected in January this year at first instance.
A long-planned €350 million project to connect the electricity grids on both sides of the border is facing another legal challenge. A group of around 150 farmers and landowners in counties Armagh and Tyrone are trying to overturn planning approval for hundreds of pylons to carry overhead cables for the north-south interconnector. The 138-kilometre line will cross the border in County Monaghan and then go through Cavan to Meath, with more than 300 large pylons in the Republic and over 100 north of the border. A team of teen scientists from Dublin and Clare have won a prestigious space design competition founded by NASA and administered by America's National Space Society. The seven girls and boys from St Dominic's College in Cabra and St Flannan's College in Ennis won first place in the senior section of this year's NSS Space Settlement Contest, which attracted 26,000 entrants from schools around the world. And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will generally clear this morning to leave another dry and mainly sunny day. However, fog may linger in some coastal areas in the Midwest and West. Highest temperatures generally ranging from 17 to 22 degrees in a light southerly or variable breeze, though a little cooler and duller where the fog continues to linger.